You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Facing heightened scrutiny for its social media policies and relentless quest for growth, Facebook is now turning its attention to getting more people high-speed internet access in hard-to-reach places. The move comes with some irony, as it comes on the heels of Facebook's own massive outage, which temporarily took down all of the apps in its empire. In a briefing with press this week, Facebook Chief Technology Officer Mike Schroeffer trumpeted the work of the company's connectivity group and revealed plans to connect a billion more people around the globe via high-speed internet. Next, planetary scientists are discovering more about Jupiter's fourth largest moon, one of Earth's nearest ocean worlds. Places like Saturn's moons Titan and Enceladus that have bodies of salty water and other liquids that could be amenable to the emergence of life. They're presenting new findings this week about Europa's cracked surface, hidden ocean, and geological activity at the biggest annual planetary conference in the United States, organized by the American Astronomical Society, held virtually for the second year in a row. The research serves as a prelude to tantalizing opportunities for new observations by upcoming NASA and European Space Agency missions. And when tens of millions of students suddenly had to learn remotely, schools lent laptops and tablets to those without them, but those devices typically came with monitoring software, marketed as a way to protect students and keep them on task. Now, some privacy advocates, parents, and teachers say that software created a new digital divide, limiting what some students could do and putting them at increased risk of disciplinary action. In a report from the Center for Democracy and Technology, a Washington, D.C.-based tech policy nonprofit, said the software installed on school-issued computers essentially created two classes of students.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.